Ihyauddin presents Story Time Hamza and the Holiday. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Hamza walked out of madrasa, happy and excited. Today had been the last day of madrasa for the year. This meant that the holidays had now started. There was still some time left for the Asr Salah, so Hamza looked around the masjid parking lot and saw his friends sitting together, chatting and making plans for their holidays. Hamza went towards them and sat with them, listening to what they were saying. Hamza's friend Sahal was speaking and said, "I am so happy that madrasa is closed now. It's so tiring to sit in madrasa and read so much of Quran. Now that I'm on holiday, no one will make me read Quran." When Hamza heard Sahal say these words, he felt uncomfortable. He knew that what Sahal was saying was not right. Since Sahal was his friend and would listen to him, he said to him, "Sahal, a Muslim is supposed to love Allah Ta'ala and love the Quran Majid. So how can you be happy that nobody will make you read Quran? If you really love the Quran, then no one will have to make you read it. You will read it on your own without anyone reminding you." When Sahal heard his good friend Hamza say this, he became quiet and thought about it for a few moments. Then he said to Hamza, "You are right, Hamza. Jazakallah for showing me my mistake. You are a good friend." Just then, Hamza had an idea. He said to Sahal, "Sahal, to make sure that we don't forget to read Quran every day, why don't we sit in the masjid every morning after Fajr and read Quran together for some time after everyone finishes their zikr?"
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
If we do this, then Allah Ta'ala will be happy with us, and also we won't forget all our surahs in the holidays. Sahal was happy with the idea, and he agreed that they would sit together every day after Fajr. Just then, the Muazzin gave the Azan for Asr.
Hayya lal falah.
Hamza and his friends entered the masjid, made wudu, and then performed their salah with Jamaat. After the Asr salah, Hamza went out of the masjid. It was now time to go home. Normally Hamza would go home with Sahal and his father, because Hamza's father read Asr in a different masjid. But today his other friend Nasir came running to him and said, "Hamza, my brother is taking me home. He has a new car. Why don't you come with us for a quick spin, and then we'll drop you off at home?" Hamza knew that his father would not be happy with him going with Nasir's brother. But because he wanted to see the new car, he went with Nasir instead of Sahal. They got into the new car, and Nasir's brother revved the engine and spun the tires as they took off. Nasir's brother drove fast, and Hamza's heart was pounding in excitement. But then he began to play music in the car, and also took out his vape and started to smoke. Hamza immediately felt very unhappy and uncomfortable. He did not want to listen to the haram music and did not want to be near the vape and smoking. But because Nasir's brother was big and was taking him home, he did not have the courage to say anything. All his excitement was gone, and he sat quietly in the car while the music played and Nasir's brother smoked. A few minutes later, they arrived at Hamza's home and found Hamza's father waiting for him outside. Hamza looked at his father's face and immediately knew that he was in trouble. He got out of the car, made salam to Nasir, and then walked towards his father. Hamza made salam to his father, and then his father said to him, "Hamza, Sahal's father phoned me and he was worried about you. You did not get into his car as normal, and he could not find you. He did not know where you were. He was worried and was looking for you, until your friends told him that they saw you with Nasir and his brother. That was the first mistake that you made. You did not inform Sahal's father that you were not going with him, and because of that, you made him worried and concerned. When we go for Maghrib Salah, you must go to Sahal's father and apologize to him. Then Hamza's father said, Hamza, smell your kurta and tell me what you smell like. Hamza sniffed his kurta and then admitted to his father, Papa, it smells like the vape that Sahal's brother was smoking. Hamza's father said, Yes, exactly. When you are with a person who smokes, then you are also affected by the smoke, and you also start to smell bad. In the same way, when you sit with people who have bad habits and evil ways, like listening to music, then you will also become affected and will also start listening to music. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that a bad friend is like a blacksmith who works with fire. At times he may harm you by burning your clothes. Even if he does not burn your clothes with his fire, he will still harm you with the smoke of his fire by causing your clothing to stink and smell bad. In other words, when you sit with a bad friend who has bad habits and evil ways, then your deen will always be harmed and you will fall into some type of sin. Hamza understood what his father said and regretted sitting in Nasir's brother's car. Hamza never listened to music and hated it, but today, because he did not listen to his father and go home with Sahal, rather he went with Nasir, his ears had been filled with music. He made up his mind that he would never make this mistake again. In future, he would listen to his father and stay away from people with bad habits. From the story, we learn that in the holidays, we must not forget Allah Ta'ala. A Muslim loves Allah Ta'ala and will not forget his beloved. That is why even in the holidays, we must not forget to read Quran and make zikr. We must read all our salah on time, the girls at home and the bigger boys in the masjid with Jamaat. Also, if someone is waiting for us and is expecting us, but we are not going to go to them, then we should tell them and inform them. We should not leave them waiting and worrying about where we are. Finally, we must have friends who have good ways and good habits. If a person has good friends, he will also get good habits and ways. But if his friends have bad ways and bad habits, then he will also get bad habits and bad ways. The end.